Okay, and this ditch by the side of a graded road, do you have a special name for that, or do you just call it a ditch?
A ditch. Mm-hmm. Ditch. Just like that out here.
Okay. And what do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats, but doesn't do much?
A dog?
Uh-huh. Just hangs around and eats.
Well, I tell you about, a dog just like that. I had a fine dog one time in life, but when we changed on over him, I ain't got none at all. But I kept him fed, but he was a good dog, though. Yeah, he was a dandy, but...
Suppose what would you call him if he was no good?
Well, he just wasn't no good.
Uh-huh.
I call him just a no good dog.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sorry dog.
Back on the farm, when you fed the horses, just before feeding, they'd make a gentle sound. What did you used to call that?
And just before we fed the horses,
they'd make a kind of quiet sound, just before they ate. What you used to call that?
Well, I tell you, just time you turn him loose to that feed trough there, well, he would. Well, you see, you could hear him, and they'd be eating their comb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What you used to call? Do you have a name for that sound?
No, sir. I know
kind of a, did you ever call it knicker?
Now, something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What would a knicker be? Would you say the horses are whinnying or knickering?
Well, that's right. That's what I always had talking to be.
And how about a chicken bone? Looks like that.
Yeah.
What do you call that?
Yeah, that's the breastbone. That's what I call it.
Breastbone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how about the second cutting of hay? You had the first crop and it comes back up. What do you call that second?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and I have seen them cut hay here twice. And the first crop and the second crop.
Second crop,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you call bread made of cornmeal?
Corn.
How about things made from cornmeal? Suppose it's put in deep fat and fried. What do you call that? Something you make out of cornmeal and put it in deep fat and fry it. Greasy.
I don't eat so many fish now, but we used to fry fish there with corn beef or meal. You see, you just turn them over, just like that, turn them over like that until you get a good meal. Just have a skillet hot and just put them in the frying pan.
Do you ever eat hush puppies? Did you ever eat hush puppies?
Yeah, hush puppies. You batter them, Yeah, they, but no, you don't batter them, but they come out in pieces. Well, I always have called them fish sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fish sticks. And how about boiling cornmeal with greens?
Yeah, well, my mother used to do it, but this younger crowd, same, we come up. We don't fancy it now. We used to call them dumplings. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my mother used to have corn dumplings and greens, either peas. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Now, this next part is deals with how we change our meaning when we talk. If I say to you,